The knock-on effects of the listeriosis outbreak has compromised the pork industry. The industry is losing close to 45 million rand per week and has placed jobs at risk, with producers of pork seeing their profits dropping by as much as 40%. Johan Kotze, who's CEO of the South African Pork Producers Organization, joins us on the line now for a closer look at all that's developing in that space. Johan, thanks so much for your time this evening. So estimates have South Africa's pork industry losing about 45 million rand a week thanks to the listeria outbreak. Is the industry officially in a crisis?
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest crises we were ever challenged with. If you have a disease outbreak, you can at least, you can compartmentalize that and you can manage this. But what happened with the industry now is we sit in a situation where it's affected every farmer, from small to the large farmers we have. So it is indeed a massive challenge for the industry.
Johan, let's outline the extent to which demand for pork has dropped. So where demand sat before the outbreak to where it sits now?
I think first we need to distinguish. We do 50% fresh and 50% goes into the processing market. So when the minister had the announcement where he said that all cold meats need to be avoided, the processing market took a huge decrease in the demand for the processing side. So it went down up to 75% on the processing side. But the difficulty is when you don't sell in the process side, you push it back into the fresh meat market. And that gives you a bit of an oversupply to a certain extent until you've created a new demand. And that's the reason why the price came down so drastically.
Let's talk about the kind of price drops we have been seeing.
Yeah, I think it depends. I think in the rural areas it went down even further because there you also battle now for slaughtering capacity. So we talk about a 40 to 50% decrease in price. And I think the most affected people or producers are the small-scale people and the smaller farmers. And the reason for that is purely because of the scale of economy.
Yeah. Have farmers been trying to sell at cost to at least offset the costs for now until consumer confidence is garnered again?
Well, I wish we could do it, but there's no chance we can manipulate a producer's price. So it's a free market we're in. It's supply and demand. At this stage, we're selling below cost.
What do you see being the consequences, Johan? We know that 2,000 jobs have already been shed at processing plants. So what are you forecasting in terms of implications for pig farmers' jobs and the kind of strain that's going to in turn exert on the overall economy?
Yeah, listen, I think we're not that big in jobs. We're very big in skilled jobs. So the farmers will maintain their people as long as they can because it's skilled farm workers. So, but the bigger issue is on the long run when you start losing out production through farmers going bankrupt. And I think that is a big issue because the barrier to entry in farming is quite high. It's capital intensive, it's skill intensive. So the moment you lose a producer, you lose an opportunity. And the end of that comes back where you're gonna go down on supply, and then of course your price is gonna go up again. But you see that's a fluctuating price, up and down, and that's what you don't want in a production cycle. You want to have a constant mm-hmm. in the economy.
There are 125 commercial pig farmers in South Africa, 400 upcoming pig farmers, according to your organization. How much of a distinction needing to be made between how the crisis is impacting each of those categories?
Yeah, as I said, I think the biggest impact is going to be with the small-scale farmers. And purely because they do not have the capacity to withstand a below-cost production cycle. And I think at the forecast we have, the biggest impact is going to be on the smaller commercial farmers and the upcoming farmers.
Yeah. Together with the losses your industry is seeing, of course, we've got the processed meat industry losing up to 800 million rand on a monthly basis. So collectively, this is something that is or needs to be looked at to beat. What kind of progress is being made, Johan?
I think two things. I think the major thing is that we negotiate with government and we negotiate with the official companies dealing with the matter. And I think it's a bigger matter than just starting to market and then say we're going to market ourselves out of the issue we're sitting with. So there's a lot of strategy going into this to find a solution, because one life lost is one life too many in the food industry. We need to solve this and make sure this is not going to happen, or at least we need to have a protocol how to handle this when it happens again. I think the second thing is to educate our people, to educate people that fresh meat is affordable, it's safe, it's nutritious, and healthy. So we put a lot of effort also into educating people about the situation, what is going on, to make sure that people do understand the situation.
Yeah, what talks have you been having with processors amidst it all?
Yeah, I think we work close together with the processors, and the reason for that is 50% of what we do goes into processing. So we need to make sure that there's a category rebuild in the processing side so that people can gain confidence back into a brand. I think one of the big issues that happened that day was that there was a trust or a loss of trust from consumers to a trusted brand. And I think we also help and support them to make sure that we rebuild a category in the processing side to make sure that category is safe and people trust that category again.
Johan, back in 2016, when we had U.S. pork re-entering the South African market after a significant absence, much of the forecast was that it was going to be presenting quite a bit of challenge because it would displace existing suppliers. How much of a threat do you see that being within the current scenario now?
I think the imports is all based on the value you bring in and what you pay for the cuts they bring in and what you pay for the product. So if you ask, is that possible to bring it in? I think at the low price we receive currently, that would be difficult to bring pork in from outside. What I need to emphasize is there's nothing wrong with pork. So we still have healthy pork. We still have a superb product. We compare with the best in the world. So I think to a certain extent, it's an opportunity to gain market access. The difficult part is we just need to make sure that this doesn't continue too long, because otherwise you're going to lose production capacity.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Johan. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Johan Kotze is CEO of the South African Pork Producers Organization.